You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm reading an interesting story here. They were asking people to talk about what annoys them the most. The annoying people. So not things, but the annoying people at whenever you go to the grocery store. And we'll just touch on it briefly because it's not that big of a deal. But what was funny about this is Jeremy told me he's not really been shopping at a grocery store in 6 months.
I really haven't. I'm a huge fan. I mean, I'll give a shout out to Safeway because that's where I go, and they're a huge sponsor of this radio station. I use the Safeway app, you guys, and I it's so convenient, and I love it. I have not been in the grocery store in months. I have done my grocery shopping during this morning show, which hopefully our bosses aren't listening.
I could tell.
But I'll say, well, like a commercial break.
I could tell when you weren't paying any attention. Uh-huh. I figured you were probably doing
that. I'm texting my wife. Do we need apples? But yeah, I put everything into the app, and then I'll set it for pickup at like 11 o'clock, and I will leave the station, roll up, and they bring it out to you. And
I know so many people who do that, and they love it, and I can't see me getting on board with that.
I will say I feel like a lazy POS doing this, and I feel like those services are there for people that truly need it. As well, maybe you're elderly or you have a disability, they bring you your groceries, and here I am rolling up in America's Pickup.
You are a POS, yeah.
And they bring out my groceries.
In fact, do they give you a funny look when they bring out, like, what's wrong with you?
Yes, actually. I will go into no further detail because I love Safeway, but yeah, there's one guy that kind of gives me the stink eye. Oh, you again. Sir,
can you at least meet them like halfway? Can't you just go inside and then wheel
it
out
yourself?
I
started to, as they come out the doors, I get out of my truck, open the back door, and I do help them load in.
And point.
Right there.
Set the bags there. No.
Don't
farther
squish
back.
The chips. Watch the chips. Anyway, it gets me out of the grocery store and all the weirdos in there, you know?
I think it's because I don't do big. I can't even. It's been years, and I'm not exaggerating, years since I did a quote, big grocery buy.
Like a cart full.
It's been years. I am 3 to 5 things at a time max. And I know a lot of people say, that's a stupid way to shop. That's just the way I am. Because I don't like, I want to be fast. I try to set speed records when I go to a store.
Yeah. I get it.
So they ask people, what are the most annoying people at the grocery store? And they list a bunch of these are just funny. They say, idiots who haven't seen each other in a while. And block the aisle with their carts to catch up.
Not those two guys. Well, they'll let anyone in here, won't they? Oh, Bob, good to see you.
What you'd love is when there's two carts going opposite directions but have stopped as they catch up and their kids are running around. Yeah. And you're like,
And you need something that's right past them.
That's right. I just need peanut butter, ladies.
Get out of the way.
Please. they talk about customers who thump a melon and then return it to the pile. Why is that bad?
Thump a melon. I'm a melon thumper.
Yeah, is that bad?
I don't mind the thump. The squeeze gets to me. Like, excessive squeezing.
Are we still talking about melons?
The excessive squeezing of
you don't
tomatoes.
Squeeze a watermelon.
No, but like, take melon out of the scenario and any sort of produce. If somebody's over there squeezing the tomatoes too much.
But you do it.
Like, you can see the thumbprints in the tomatoes. That grosses me out. Just squeeze once. Take the one that you touch. They're all going to feel the same. The thumping, though, who cares? I thump my watermelons. That's how you tell if they're ripe. They're hollow salmon.
I learned a different trick with the watermelons that has to do with the amount of yellow.
Yeah, on the side that it's on the ground, right?
And that is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
The customer who makes the rest of the line wait to go get something they forgot.
My mom used to do that.
But we've all been there at least once.
I've told you that it terrified me as a kid where we're in line with my mom. It's like me and my sister. And we're up there and she's like, oh my God, I forgot the tomatoes. And she's like, just wait here. And she runs back while the checker's checking everything up. And as a kid, you're terrified as you're watching less and less groceries in the cart. And you're like, where's mom? What's going to happen when she finishes here?
Am I going to have to pay for this?
I don't know how to pay.
You know, the funny thing is I do self-check 100% of the time. And so I will apologize to the helper that's around there. I'm like, I'm sorry, I got to go around. But what's bad about that is that with self-check, when that little station, there's not a human being standing there, people will walk up.
Yes.
Right? So you're off getting your whatever you forgot, and then there's somebody who will come up, and they're like, hey.
Yeah.
I've come up before where they were moving my stuff out of the way.
You're like, whoa, I just ran back to get some hemorrhoid cream.
They put on the list aggressive Girl Scouts hawking cookies at the door.
They get in your kitchen sometimes.
I don't want to say too much about that. You know, I was at a grocery store when I landed here in Denver on Sunday, and I made a quick run to the grocery store, and there it was kind of chilly out, and man, those they had four or five people in line ready. People want those damn cookies.
Did you buy any?
No.
Hell no, because they're gross.
No, I'm not the biggest fan, although I did go into our sports station this morning and steal one of theirs.
Oh, sneaky.
They got a whole package of them open in their little lounge. Which is another topic for our show at another time, is the shrine to the sports station that was built inside of our building.
They have a lounge.
They have there. It's a shrine over there. We're like in this little closet. Because we're not talking about basketball, I mean, so we get shoved into a closet.
So true.
And then lastly, they said whoever decides that songs, but I'm not going to name the artist, plays overhead, blah, blah, blah. It's some artist that they're making fun of. But my question is, who picks the music in stores?
Corporate, right?
I don't think
corporate
so. Because corporate, like, you know, Kroger owns King Soopers, and you can go into three different King Soopers or three different Kroger stores, and it's different music.
Depends on the neighborhood that it's in, I think.
I don't think corporate's got time to worry about each neighborhood. I think it's got to be the local manager.
Oh, you know how much goes into scouting out locations? And
I know, but I feel like it's the local manager makes that call. Because I have been in grocery stores where the music is so abysmally bad, you can't even believe it. And then I was in a grocery store, I don't know, 5 weeks ago or whatever, and they were playing Led Zeppelin, and I mean a rockin' Led Zeppelin song. And I was like, man, grocery stores have changed.
Huh. Wonder what that entices you to buy when something like that is on. The one that always makes me laugh is if you do wander into a Walmart and they've got the Walmart Radio Network going, and it's always a guy that's talking like this, like he's an announcer. It's the Walmart Radio Network.
That should be your next job after this.
It might be. I think I can pull it off.
Hi, this is Jeremy Pidge coming at you on the Walmart Network.
Jeremy Pidge. Hey, y'all. Stop squeezing the tomatoes and listen to this.
One more quick thought, though, about this music in stores. Do you ever feel for the employees?
Well, yeah. They've got to listen to this all day long.
Yeah.
A lot of it's on repeat.
Yeah. It sounds like we were talking about, you know, a few months ago about the people who work at stores that play nothing but Christmas music for a couple of months or whatever, and how they just... if those employees might want to stick a pair of scissors in their brain, you know?
At some point, they're probably zoning it out, though. They're not really hearing it anymore, maybe.
I'm just curious. I mean, like, here at the radio station, we play a lot of music, obviously. And if there's something, you know, and everyone's taste is different. So if there's something that comes on that we're not crazy about, we can just turn it down. I mean, it's like a big deal. Mm-hmm. But if you're working in a store, you can't turn it down.
No, you cannot.
You know, you have 8 hours of that stuff in your
head. Of
the
Walmart Radio Network. Right. That's when you wander into, like, the cotton ball aisle and you put cotton balls in your ears, I think. You slice a little package open, and
I have actually asked employees in the past about the music. I remember, my favorite stories is going to the Bent Noodle. Did you ever go to the Bent Noodle?
No, but I know what the place.
The one in Aurora closed, sadly. But I remember going in there one time, and they were playing Christmas music, and it was like November. And I asked the manager who came by, hey, how's everything? I said, you're killing me with this Christmas music. Can you do something like, and he started laughing. He goes, are you serious? I said, yeah, do something. Take that Christmas music and get rid of that. Uh-huh. So he went back and he put on, it had to be the worst music. Like, I'm talking beyond like Bette Midler kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? John Denver. I mean,
like a lot of yacht rock type stuff.
Worse than yacht rock,
what?
Even. And he came back over and just How's winked this? At us at the table and went on his way. Like, here, bitch about the music, this is what you're going to get.
F around and find out.
So I never opened my mouth again about crappy music in restaurants.